It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
When I recently heard that Glenn Frey of the Eagles had died, it came as a total shock, as he was so close to my husband's age. He was only 67 years old. To hear that he had died left me with feelings of great sadness, but also reminded me of many lovely memories of him. You know, when my son was about second grade, Glenn Frey's son and Cody were on the same Little League baseball team, and their family lived close to our neighborhood. I used to see Glenn at the Palisades Farmers Market. He's always friendly, and gosh, what an amazing talent he was. You know, did you know that he was actually left-handed, but he played his guitar right-handed, just like me? I'm a big fan of the Eagles. Seeing them perform live, and yes, I even love to play my electric guitar as I crank up the volume on my boombox, you know, and especially the interplay between Don Felder and Joe Walsh of my favorite song, Hotel California. You know, whenever I hear about someone's passing at such a young age, I can't help but wonder if his death could have been, and maybe even should have been, preventable. You know, of course, only his doctors know for sure what was all going on with Glenn's health. But at least on the surface, one can wonder if his chosen treatment may have made his health worse, perhaps even leading him to an untimely death. Now, Glenn had been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, or RA, about 15 years ago. He died from complications of rheumatoid arthritis, ulcerative colitis, and pneumonia. And his manager, Irving Azoff, blamed the immune-suppressing RA medications that Glenn was taking at the time, that he thought that maybe it was partly to blame for his early death. Now, of course, Glenn's manager isn't a doctor, but let's really look at the facts here. Rheumatoid arthritis is a chronic inflammatory disorder that initially attacks the small joints in the hands and feet and causes severe pain, swelling, and bony deformities. Now, RA is an autoimmune disease by which the immune response in the body actually perceives as that the tissues are the bad guys. And, you know, they are more like a foreign material, and that our own body attacks itself. Now, many in the health and scientific community, including myself, believe that autoimmune diseases are linked to conditions called leaky gut. Now, I'll get back to this leaky gut in a moment, but I just want you to note that possibly maybe a gut issue, a leaky gut, may be one of the initial triggers of Glenn's illnesses. Now, I don't know which specific drugs were prescribed to Glenn, but someone suffering from RA are often put on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as NSAIDs and disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drugs like DMARDs, it's called, as well as corticosteroids. Now, these anti-inflammatory and immune-suppressing interventions can be miraculous. I mean, it can eliminate the severe symptoms of RA, and it really helped manage the disease. But they also leave these patients vulnerable to infections because they lower the entire body's ability to fight off bad bugs and infections, which can lead to conditions like pneumonia and ulcerative colitis. Now, Glenn apparently had GI issues for some time, actually a lot longer than RA, for 30 years, you know, and the Washington Post reported that the Eagles' Hell's Freeze Over reunion tour was actually disrupted by Glenn's intestinal issues. And that even back in 1994, way, you know, a long time ago, that he had GI surgery for diverticulitis, which is an infection and inflammation of these walls of the large intestine. So, you know, studies have shown that many people with RA experiences GI disorders, which likely indicates an imbalance of the intestinal bacteria. Now, in one study done in 2012, the Journal of Rheumatology found that the risk of developing an inflammatory bowel disease, such as ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, or diverticulitis, was 70% higher in those with RA than those without RA. And that when RA patients did have these GI problems, well, they were more likely to have a serious health crisis, and they required hospitalizations. So really, what happened here? Now, remember a minute ago I asked you to note that scientific studies are now showing a link between leaky gut and autoimmune conditions like RA? Well, I want to explain that Glenn's original gut issues may really have been the root cause of his RA and ultimately, of course, his death, and that maybe if his gut condition would have been addressed many years ago, he would still be alive today. Researchers believe that leaky gut syndrome is caused by many different conditions, such as food allergies, intolerances, heavy metal toxicity, chemical and pesticide exposure, pathogenic infestations such as bacteria, molds, yeast, viruses, as well as parasites. Now, these factors all cause oxidative stress and gut inflammation, which damages the delicate mucosal lining called intestinal permeability. So when you have intestinal permeability, that's basically what leaky gut is. And large undigested proteins, bacteria, and other microbes actually crosses the mucosal barrier into the bloodstream, creating a cascade of immune complexes, inflammation, oxidative stress, and possibly an autoimmune reaction triggered by what's called molecular or pathogenic mimicry. Okay, that's a long, scientific word. Let me explain what pathogenic mimicry means. Now, this is what I believe, that there is something really here. When you have a leaky gut, microbes enter the bloodstream. Instead, the immune system attacks bloodstream, and while the immune system naturally wants to destroy the bug, instead the immune system attacks tissues that look similar to the bug, such as connective tissues, joints, muscles, and cartilage. Now, this is where the mimicry comes in. The joint tissue looks like the microbes, so the immune system doesn't know any better, and it ends up attacking the joints, hence autoimmune attack and rheumatoid arthritis. Now, this is very similar to many different autoimmune conditions can be caused by this concept or this hypothesis of pathogenic mimicry. Now, the medical books out there, the medical doctors will claim that the cause of rheumatoid arthritis is unknown still. But after reading many scientific articles of pathogenic mimicry, and for myself, after treating many autoimmune conditions in my office, I'm not believing that this hypothesis, there's definitely some truth to it, and there's connections between the gut, pathogens, and the immune reactions and autoimmune conditions such as rheumatoid arthritis. I can't help but think that 30 years ago, if Glenn had a healthier, stronger gut, mucosal lining, and a balanced immune system with a healthy microbiome, he may still be here today. And my husband and I would have been able to, be there front row, sing along with him at the Eagle concert once more. So let's talk about what younger Glenn could have done to heal his inflamed gut. Now, I know that if I had been his doctor, particularly if I've been privileged to be his doctor, but knowing what I know today, I would have him remove all of the offending inflammatory food triggers, such as gluten, grains, dairy, sugar, and alcohol. Also moldy foods, such as dried fruits, cheese, and raw salads. And if he was drinking tap water, I'd ask him to stop immediately and start drinking purified water, because chlorine can cause a leaky gut and cause damage to your gut lining. I would ask him to avoid foods high in fermentable carbohydrates, because they cause irritable bowel symptoms, such as gas and bloating, and leads to diverticulitis and colitis. And you can get that information of lists of foods if you go to drsuzanne.com/swollenbellylist. Now, I'd ask him to eliminate alcohol and beer and wine for a little while, because that can cause foggy brain, fatigue, and leaky gut. Also, to put more probiotics foods in, such as kimchi, pickles, and other foods high in probiotics, so that you can build your immune system as well as your microbiome. I would also ask him, let's get some things into place where we can reduce your stress level, deep breathing techniques, and guided meditations. And then remember that the gut is considered the second brain, so that if we reduce your mental stress and emotional stress, well, you will heal your gut. And finally, I would have him take some essential amino acids like super 8 aminos to improve your immunity, rebuild the gut lining, and improve his permeability. Now, you can heal the gut through your diet, reduce your stress, and removing environmental toxins, and provide healing nutrition. Oh gosh, Glenn, I wish you were still here. Until next time, go out there and have a blast. Live your best life full of energy, enthusiasm, and ultimate wellness today. This is Dr. Suzanne on Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.